This is a Centene Corporation podcast, Osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is a disease that causes your bones to become thin and fragile. This makes them more likely to break over a period of time as you get older. Any bone can break, but the hip, spine, and wrist are the most often involved. The only way to tell if you have osteoporosis is to have a bone mineral density test. Women are at greater risk of getting osteoporosis than men. This is because a woman's estrogen levels drop after menopause. As estrogen drops, the bones lose mass around 1 to 5% per year. Any family history of osteoporosis puts you at risk. Often you hear your grandmother had a hip fracture, but she may have never been diagnosed with osteoporosis. Certain diseases can put you at risk, such as an overactive thyroid. Medications, such as steroids, can lead to bone loss. Lifestyle choices, like smoking, heavy alcohol use, and a low calcium diet can lead to osteoporosis. A DEXA scan is used to measure your bone mineral density. This is a painless test that measures the bone density at the spine and hips and involves very little radiation. Portable DEXA devices are often seen in drugstores or health fairs. They measure the wrist, fingers, or heel. These should only be used for a screening test. If you have an abnormal screening test, you should then have a full DEXA. There are things you can do to prevent osteoporosis. Exercise such as walking, jogging, or weightlifting can help. Also make sure you get the recommended amounts of daily calcium and vitamin D. If you do have osteoporosis, there are several medications that can either maintain or increase bone density when taken in combination with calcium and vitamin D. This is why it's important to talk to your doctor about your risk of osteoporosis and what you can do to avoid this problem. Ask your doctor which screening program and treatment is right for you. All information in this podcast is provided to you as general, educational information only and is not intended as medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the counsel of your physician or healthcare provider who is familiar with your own unique needs and circumstances.